today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
Hi, I'm John Landecker, but I'm not in Elmhurst. Yet, but I might be someday, especially after I hear all the good stuff about it today on 720 WGN, your hometown. And we continue in Elmhurst with Adam Dickens. Hello, Adam. Are you there?
John, I'm here. It's great to be with you tonight.
Oh, it's good to be with you. I can tell. So, just let me say that candles are no longer just wax and wicks, right?
That's fair to say. It's a big industry these days.
Yeah, and can you tell us? I'll let you talk about it. Why should I talk about it? What is that?
Sure.
What is it that you do there at Elmhurst?
Sure. So I make soy wax candles in upcycled beer bottles. So think of your standard beer bottle, so Miller Lite, Bud Light, what have you.
Yeah.
Cut the top off, so it's fashioned into a candle container, and then I fill it with American-grown soy wax, a cotton wick, and finely curated candle fragrance.
And this is an actual business and store that you have, right?
So it's not a store.
Oh, it's not a store.
So I have a website. I sell online and
then
to local boutiques. But yeah, I make it out of my home here in South Elmhurst.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
I've lived here for about 10 years. I grew up in Lombard, so I'm a true suburbanite here in the west suburbs.
And you were doing something prior to this, if I understand correctly. This was not.
Yeah, so.
This, yeah.
My story is my wife and I both worked for full-time corporate gigs. I was a marketing manager for a marketing agency. She's a supply chain executive. And we have three small kids now, 7, 5, and 2, Audrey, Ted, and Ellie. But at the time, I founded my company in 2016. We just had Audrey and Ted was on the way and we were looking for a little more flexibility to mm-hmm. raise the kids. And it made sense to be me. And I kind of had this idea kicking around the back of my brain. I wanted to start my own business. And I'm a really big craft beer drinker. usually you can find me, you know, at least pre-COVID, you could find me at a brewery on the weekend. So I combine that, and I'm a very crafty guy too.
I
do a lot of woodworking projects around the house. So I was looking to kind of combine those two ideas, and I came up with the idea for the candles, and that's kind of how I got started.
You know, this reminds me of a story, and I mentioned this to somebody just the other day on the air, who had taken a different career path, and I've heard about this as a theme that has run through the coronavirus as far as people who had a job, and because they couldn't go into that job for X amount of time because of the coronavirus, reevaluated what it is that they wanted to do. I know it sounds like a little cliche, but what they wanted to do with their life, so to speak, and made a career change. Does that scenario apply to you?
You know, it really does. We were lucky enough, my wife and I, that we made this change a while ago. You know, God bless all the people who have two working parents out there. I have a lot of friends and family who really grinded, and it just wasn't for us, especially with three little ones. And so we've really enjoyed this change for us. And it has been such a blessing during the pandemic, like you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's been working from home the whole time. But for me to be able to do the Zoom calls and deal with the kids and all that kind of stuff, it's been great. And now that, you know, life's back to normal a little bit, I get to do some fun stuff, too, because of it. I manage both my older kids in baseball and softball, and kind of get to do some things with them after school that, you know, maybe I wouldn't have been able to if I was working a full-time gig.
So how long have you been selling these candles?
So I kind of started the idea in 2015, but I actually founded the company in 2016. So,
oh, right. You did mention that. Yeah. So prior to COVID then, yeah. But,
yes.
yeah.
So that's... Yep, nope, it's been good. I've been growing quite a bit. I sell about 50-50 on my websites and then to local boutiques.
I gotcha.
Shout out to Bread and Butter here in Elmhurst, since we're featuring Elmhurst. Yeah. My candles there. And working with a lot of small entrepreneurs like that has really been great for me, because they're like my office coworkers. I'm you know, I don't have the camaraderie I used to. So staying in touch with all my fellow entrepreneurs has been great as well.
I loved it when you said you like to drink craft beer. I can just sort of envision this light bulb going on in your head while you were having one of your craft brews and go, this might be a candle someday. And lo and behold, it is. What are there different scents? I mean, candles run a whole gamut of aromas these days. Where on the smell spectrum are your candles?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I guess to back up a little, yeah. I knew nothing about making candles.
Well, wait a minute. You know what? Hold on to that. We're going to take a break, and I want to get back to how you knew nothing about candles and where your candle smells fall on the scent spectrum. It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. Not really. 720 WGN, John Landecker, your hometown is Elmhurst today. And we're having a great time in Elmhurst. And right now we're talking to Adam Dickens from Dickens. What is the exact name of your business? Dickens Candles?
I just took a stab
in the dark there. I thought maybe that might be it.
That was another story. I had a hard time coming up with the name. And I said, when in doubt, go with your name, right?
That works for me. So before the break... well, I want to establish a couple of things about the business that we had on the air prior to the break, in case people are just joining us, that you have actually no physical store. You have a website, and also you distribute to boutiques in and around the Elmhurst area. And once again, explain what is unique about your candles that no other candle is?
Yeah, so my candles are upcycled beer bottles, so beer bottles that have had the necks cut off and filled with soy wax candles.
You know, you're a genius, man. You're.
I don't know about that.
Oh no! You're a genius. You're sitting around drinking the craft beer. I mean, this is a combination of how could you lose? You got your beer. There's nothing like a little craft beer every once in a while. Then you're helping the ecology by not throwing it away. You're chopping off the top and filling it with wax and making candles. I just think it's the coolest thing. So you said you never had any experience with, I guess you call it candling. Would that be the right?
Yeah, candle making.
Yes.
Yep. So I, being the industrious fellow that I am, just said, I have this idea. Let's go chase it. And watched a lot of YouTube videos, did a lot of reading, wasn't afraid to pick up the phone and call and educate myself. May have sat in on a few candle making classes at places around the Chicagoland area and kind of figured it out bit by bit. Which I really aim for with my candles is like the anti-Yankee candle, so
to speak. Yes, I get it. Perfect.
Yankee candles kind of, you know, bam, hit you in the face when you walk into a room. I aim to be more of a compliment to your home.
Right.
And the beer bottles, they're the amber brown, kind of a more muted labeling so that it kind of blends in. And the scents are the same, to allude to your question from before the break.
Right. So
I've sampled probably over 500 plus scents, most of them being not great, to narrow it down. To what fits the bill of, you know, kind of a pleasant, addition to your home as opposed to something that really smacks you in the face.
Okay, now wait a minute. When you said you sampled a bunch of smells, okay,
mm-hmm.
olfactory research, if you will. What popped into my mind was a wine taster, somebody who doesn't actually consume the wine but puts it on their palate. Then has to cleanse the palate with, I don't know what they do in between. Is it sherbet or something like that? And then they trace
coffee
it again.
Beans.
Okay. You're ahead of me of this already. So you smell, but then what do you do in between? What do you do in between smells to make sure that your nostrils are open to whatever we receive, so to speak?
Yeah, so coffee, it's olfactory fatigue is what you're alluding to get technical on you for a minute.
Yeah.
So coffee beans really helps, but really you can't do that many at once, right. Like four or five at a time. Go for a walk, you know, or maybe take off the rest of the day and gotcha. Then try it later is the best way to do it.
So how many different scents do you offer with your candles?
I have about 15 right now. I have some seasonal ones, 10 or so, that kind of rotate in and out.
And how is a scent, this may sound like an awfully naive question, but consider the source. How do you add a scent to candle wax?
So I purchase the scents. Creating candle fragrance oil is high chemistry, so I don't claim to be a chemist by any means. So
right.
Source those from a supplier. But yeah, there's just a bit of some science that goes on in my, we affectionately call it the candle factory, a.k.a. my basement.
Right.
And about the correct temperature, so you melt the wax, you have to add the fragrance at the proper temperature. There's some mixing involved, and then it has to sit, and you pour at the right temperature.
Wow.
And then you have to match the right wicks to the right vessel, the right fragrance. So there's quite a bit that goes into it. But, you know, after several years, I've really got it down to a science to make sure my candles are top quality.
And then you have to come up with the labeling and the marketing. I mean, it's a business.
Yep, I have my hat rack's very large here in the candle factory. So, and I'm also being a dad is a big part of my job too. So
I hear you.
I you know, often I'm like, all right, am I going to go sit down and get my email marketing done, or you know, am I picking up the kids from school?
Yes, indeed. So, what are the price ranges, or is there just one rate? How much does a candle cost, so to speak?
So I have several different sizes. They range from $19 to up to about $40.
Okay. And what is the website where people can take a look at what your candle inventory is?
Yeah, so dickenscandles.com. It's Dickens, like Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
D-I-C-K-E-N-S. I actually have a promo code WGN for 15% off if any of your listeners would like to take advantage of it.
Well, that sounds like a very good idea. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked that you would like to get out there while we have a little bit of time left?
I really appreciate you having me on. I used to listen to yourself and Dick Biondi on 104.3 growing up, so this is a nice treat for me to get a few minutes to talk to you and highlight my business at Elmhurst.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment, and thanks for listening, not only now, but then. All right, have a great night. You know, what a great place to be when the power goes out, huh? Just light up a few candles, will you, Dad?